All right, guys, here we go. Let's see how this goes. Hi, my name is Matt Thompson. I'm with Ink Out Loud, and we appreciate you taking the time to meet with us today. Hopefully, your magazine and your publication is starting to look into different options and using some of the cutting-edge technology that's available today and really hopping into this digital boom. We'd like to start out a little bit with some alarming numbers that kind of even made us create Ink Out Loud, and the first of which is that 40% of internet users now have a broadband connection, and that number is certainly going up to the point where it's rare to find people that are still on dial-up in a particular demographic. Now, by 2010, podcast listeners will be between 45 and 75 million users, 45 being a very conservative, 75 obviously being the upper end and being somewhat liberal. And if you're not aware of what a podcast is, a podcast is a combination of two words, iPod and broadcast. And it's kind of a, and by the way, it was the 2005 word of the year. It's kind of a confusing term. It makes you think as though that your listeners have to have an iPod or something along those lines. However, that's not the case. Any MP3 player can be used. And as we're going to point out later, allowing listeners to use multiple distribution methods or multiple distribution channels will certainly help them in listening to your publication. Now, Apple's iTunes does support the podcasting movement, and several of the large media entities have hopped on board. ABC, Fox, HBO, ESPN, NPR, and BBC were one of the first to get on board. And if you go into Apple's iTunes, you can actually see a lot of shows and extra material. I know even HBO will allow you to, about a week later, download an entire Bill Maher episode and listen to it. And I think the most important part to understand is that audio creates mobility. No longer do you have to sit there for 2 to 3 hours at a time and read a publication, because certainly that's where the idea for this stemmed from. Is just we looked around our houses and we noticed that there were a lot of magazines that we just didn't have time to listen to or didn't have time to read, and it's great content and it's all things that we want to be involved in. It's just that the pressures of the day kind of really makes it to where it's difficult to find time and that solace to read. Now, one of the things that we want to make clear of what Ink Out Loud is, Ink Out Loud is pretty much your publication in audio form, and you can maintain your advertising revenue. It is merely a solution that's going to be built into your existing website. So what we are doing there is we're allowing users or your subscribers to go to your website, and by using a co-branded website approach, they will go in and then choose their audio. So it keeps people coming back to your website, which is pretty important, and it lets you to keep fostering that relationship. And as I mentioned earlier, audio creates mobility, so audio is a medium that gives subscribers options. They can choose what they want to listen to, when they want to listen to it, and how they want to listen to it, whereas just a regular print publication, you're fairly limited as far as, you know, what you can do. You can read it wherever you want, but the point is you're still reading it. You cannot be doing anything else. Now, Ink Out Loud is not a replacement for your print publication, so that's important to understand, as we are not trying to take away. In fact, a subscriber will still have to be a print subscriber in order to use the Ink Out Loud service. It will not be an extra monthly burden to you. We're going to run on your same deadline times and try and keep everything as synergistic as possible. We don't want to create a service in which you need to implement extra resources or anything along those lines. And it is not built on one distribution model. Podcasting will be an option for them. However, as you're going to see throughout the demo that we have, they have four to five different options to be able to download and or stream in your audio publication. Now, some subscriber features that we want to focus on are, number one, the article synopsis. So they go in and they sign up for the Ink Out Loud service, And again, they won't even know the name Ink Out Loud. Yes, we will have our brand on the page, but it won't be an overriding presence or anything along those lines. It'll just be merely a link that can let them go to our website if they wish. So an article synopsis that tells them what the article is about. They can also have article suggestions based on the subscriber preferences. So if they say that they're interested in certain things, guess what? They'll be able to go in and get that. If they say that they're interested in certain things, it'll make suggestions as to articles that they might be interested in listening to. And then finally, multiple distribution options is key, like I mentioned before. They can download the playlist in a WinZip format. They can podcast it. They can load it into iTunes. They can stream it in through their speakers. A lot of different multiple distribution options for them to listen to. Now, the features for you, in particular for your publication, is a co-branded website. The co-branded website is important due to the fact that, again, it keeps them coming back to your publication's website, and you're still fostering that relationship with the subscriber. You'll have a secure file transfer, so that way, you know, there's no leaking going on or anything along those lines. So we're going to keep your content safe. And you do have some creative options involved, as of you can have some music play at the beginning or at the end of the publication. So we are going to give you some creative options, and we're going to show you that right now. And we're going to show you an entire experience starting out with what goes on here with the subscriber.